The reality is it's not stunts and games. We passed a budget on time. We passed a budget that had 274 line items in it that were equivalent or more money than what the governor asked in his budget. At the end of the day, the constituents don't care about Republican or Democrat. They want to see the tax dollars they're paying coming back to their districts. More importantly, we've been down here every single time the governor's office has wanted to meet with the leadership team, and there has been no budge from his office. They want an entire $4.7 billion more in tax money to spend this year. We're not willing to do that. We are willing to fund things properly, and we are willing to have a balanced budget pass without putting a burden on the taxpayers, money that they don't have. They aren't seeing $4.7 billion increases in their paychecks. Bottom line is, there's no need for this impasse. People are needing this funding. Summer's coming to an end. Schools are starting to begin. Rape crisis centers are 24-hour centers. Emergency rooms are. They need these dollars. And frankly, they're working for them. They're paying their paycheck. They're paying their taxes. And the governor should not be sitting on this money. It needs to go back to the district. So we're doing whatever we can to get that money back to them.